Monday, 15th of April, 2024. Maybe today. When he had said these things, the king stood up, as well as the governor and Bernice and those who sat with them. Acts 26, 30. More literally, and he, having said these, the king arose, and the governor and Bernice and those sitting with them. CG. In the previous verse, Paul had just concluded his words to those gathered in the court. With his words complete, it next says, and he, having said these. These words are not in the Alexandrian text and are thus excluded from modern translations that use that source. Instead, it simply goes to the matter of the rising of the officials. Luke records that, saying, the king arose, and the governor, and Bernice, and those sitting with them. The order of rank is the order in which they rose. First, the king, then the governor, then Bernice, wife of the king. After that, all those other less distinguished fellows sitting with them. At the standing of the king, the trial was ended. As for the final words of Paul from the previous verse, the word desmos, chains, will be used in an ironic manner in just a few more moments. Life application. There is usually a set order in how such gatherings are conducted. It is not uncommon for someone to come before the arrival of the highest officials and tell others when they should stand, when they should sit, and so forth. This is to maintain a set dignity and to pay honour and respect to whoever is considered the greatest within the gathering. In Luke 9, Jesus said, then a dispute arose among them as to which of them would be greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a little child and set him by him and said to them, whoever receives this little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you all will be great. Luke 9, 46-48. The world runs by its own standards, and these vary within societies. But it is often the case that Jesus is not on the minds of the leaders. The life of Jesus is one that was of submission. He submitted himself to the will of his Father. He submitted himself to a physical human form. He submitted himself as a baby under the care of fallible parents. He submitted himself under the authority of the law of Moses. He also submitted himself to the Jewish authorities and even the Roman authorities. This went to such an extreme that he allowed himself to be beaten, rejected, and crucified. To this day, he implicitly submits himself to each person who hears the gospel, giving them the opportunity to accept or reject his grace. He doesn't force his goodness and his offering of eternal life on anyone. Paul acknowledged this by telling his hearers in this court that he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Acts 26:19. In other words, Paul could have retaken the reins of his life, rejecting Jesus. Jesus, by giving every person the chance to accept or reject him, has put himself in the position of least of all. And yet, he is the creator and redeemer of humanity. Someday, every person who has made their decision will be judged according to the decision he has made. Paul notes this in Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, 5-11. The God we serve graciously gives us the choice to live out our lives as we wish. When he sends judgment, it is often to correct us and turn us back to him. At times, judgment is made final for those who have gone so far that there is no longer a remedy for them. This is true, for example, of the flood of Noah or Sodom and Gomorrah, but even that judgment is a self-inflicted wound. Consider these things. Consider the goodness of God in Christ. He was willing to suffer for us so that we could be spared what we actually deserve. The great and exalted Lord of Lords has done it all. Call out to him for salvation, and in your salvation be continuously renewed in his goodness. Hooray for Jesus! Lord God, how difficult it is for us to admit that we are sinners in need of a Saviour. And how incredible is the way in which we are saved. The cross is the ultimate expression of your goodness to the people of the world. May we cling to the cross all our days as we await the return of our glorious Lord, Jesus. Thank you for Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Then King Agrippa, Governor Festus, Bernice and all the people sitting there with them stood up.
Acts 26 verse 30.